it's not every year we're watching the football, so that game was good, and I'm glad that we got the victory in the end. It looked like they weren't going to win. This Congo were a really tough team, and very good, actually, and they gave us problems. But thankfully, you know, England persevered, and we get the win, you know. So, and it's the same with us, really. Sometimes it looks like we're not going to win in situations, or we're not going to see our desire come to pass, or we're not going to see the vision God's put in our heart come to pass. We wonder, you know, is God going to get the job done in our lives? Just like watching England there, I was thinking that England's not going to get the job done, you know. And it's like, come on, like, come on, you need to pull your finger out. And then sometimes we get like that with God, like, is God going to come through? Is God going to do the things? But I think every believer, you know, faces times in their lives where it seems like that, you know, is God going to get the job done for us? And it seems as though nothing's happening. And, you know, we pray and we stand on God's promises, we confess his word, and yet the circumstances, you know, don't seem to change. And it's during those times, like, the enemy will always try and whisper the same lies to us, like, nothing is happening, you know, God has forgotten you, it isn't going to work, you're waiting too long. So it's those thoughts that design to rob us of the one thing, which is our confidence. And God's been working in me to share about the confidence, you know, don't cast away our confidence, because it has great recompense of reward. And you know, God's gonna bless us if we just stay focused with him, and it doesn't matter what the circumstances seem like. But thankfully, you know, great things can happen for us when it all seems quiet, that you get something come up, like a family meeting, like you've got now, and you're going to Portugal, and you happen to get to see Anna and Pedro, which would be a great blessing for you and them. So God, you know, will use these situations to bless us. And because God wants us happy, he doesn't want us sad. And really, the truth is, if we're trusting God, we will be happy regardless of the circumstances. And, you know, and God is always teaching us, as we see in the scriptures also, like, you know, that we look beyond what we can see with our natural eyes. You know, we say what we want, not what we see. We fix our attention on his faithfulness, not ours, because we can't make anything happen. But it's as we look to God, as we keep our desire before him strong, you know, our confidence doesn't goes down. Then we know that God is faithful. What he's spoken will come to pass, and so we can settle things in our heart, even when it doesn't seem like anything is going to happen. We know that God is faithful. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. He's not going to let anything go to waste. He's not going to, you know, we're his kids. He's not going to let us go to waste if we're looking to him, if we're trusting in him. And if God's promised it, you know, God's going to get the job done. So whatever's going on in our lives, God will get the job done. That's what's kind of in my heart, that God is going to get the work done that we desire to see, the dreams he's put in our hearts, the desires he's put in our hearts, even our personal things, you know, as we look to God here, get it done. Because, you know, he never begins something that he intends to abandon. Like, you know, he didn't abandon us at the beginning when Adam and Eve screwed up, did he? So he's not like men that start a project and then never finish them. But God completes everything, like his purpose. And, like, just thinking of that scripture in, where is it, Philippians 1:6, where it says, being confident, there is, of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God's not backing down on anything, you know. And, you know, he didn't just simply say start a work. No, being confident is the key. That confident, that faith, which is resting in the character of God, what God says. And if God has spoken it, God can't lie. You know, he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. So our confidence is not based upon our feelings, our circumstances, the economy. It's not based upon people. It's not based upon circumstances. No, our confidence is built upon God's promises. You know, what he says. So what God has said to you, he will bring to pass. You know, and we don't worry how. You know, he's going to do it. The how is nothing to do with us. God will do it. He says he's going to do it, so he's going to do it. And God always finishes what he starts. So, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. He finished his work, right? God promised Noah he was going to give him deliverance, and he completed exactly what he said. God promised Abraham a son, didn't he? And he fulfilled every word. And God called Moses. He brought him out of Egypt with mighty signs and wonders. And then you think about David. You know, he eventually had placed him upon his throne. He made him king. And then David didn't walk straight into being the king as sat on the throne. He went on the run, you know, because of Saul. And then when Jesus Christ come to redeem us, like, he declared him from the cross. You know, it is finished. God is a finisher. So what God begins, God always finishes. He began with Jesus, didn't he? His ministry and his life and, you know, the promised Messiah. And he finished the work in him. You know, so God will always finish what he says he's going to do. And that's a great comfort to your heart. It's a great comfort to my heart. And he never does things half the way. You know, he never abandons his purpose. He never changes his mind because the circumstances become difficult. We're the ones that change our mind. God never does. So whatever the challenge, whether it's great or not, God's ability is always greater. God's timing is always perfect. You know, sometimes we think, when are you going to do this? When are the things going to happen? But one of the greatest tests of faith is waiting. And it usually builds strength, endurance. You know, we're trusting God patiently. And, you know, we usually want him to go work immediately, right? That's our heart, isn't it? Come on, God, let's get this done. And, but, you know, we pray and expect everything tomorrow, but it doesn't always work out like that because God knows exactly when to move. And that's where we win, because if we stay with the momentum of God, we always win, we always come out tops, we always get the provision, the healing, the deliverance, the direction, you know, for what we need to do in each time. And, you know, God is working with eternal perspective. You know, there's people that are going to be saved along the way. There's people that are going to be helped along the way in our life. He's going to work in us to do things, you know, and he's preparing circumstances which are good for us. You know, he's preparing people for us. The laborers, you know, the laborers are being prepared right now to come and meet us. He's going to bump us into the laborers and the laborers into us. And what we do, we wait on God. And that waiting on God isn't sitting around twiddling our thumbs with our fingers stuck up our nose, you know, and picking our ears. It's like we just continue to do daily what God is working. What God is working in you, what God's working in me, we just do those simple things. And God is working just because, you know, we can't see him move doesn't mean to say he isn't making moves behind the scenes. Like a seed planted in the ground, you know, it appears to just disappear and nothing's happening. And for weeks there may be nothing visible, yet beneath the surface, life is developing, the roots are growing, strength is forming, everything, you know, is getting ready for that harvest, so the harvest appears. And it's the same for us. You know, God says, you know, write the vision, make it plain, that he that reads may run to do it. And it's not going to, you know, it's not going to hang around. When it comes, it won't hang around. You know, it seems like we're waiting a long time now. But when the desire comes, that waiting time, we forget all about. Just like a mother that's in labour, she thinks it's never going to end. But she'll deliver the baby and the pain will go, the pressure will go from her. And she'll forget all about that and love the baby, you know. And so it's just amazing how God does things, you know. And for me, Joseph is one of the clearest examples. You know, as a young man, God gave him those dreams, showing him that one day he would lead many, and many people would bow down before him, his family. And from that moment, everything appeared to move in the opposite direction. And that's how it seems to go. For people that God's working stuff, it seems to go the opposite direction. But it's not. We're on a journey. And we're growing in that process, you know. His brothers hated him. And they threw him into a pit. They sold him into slavery. But he went into Potiphar's house. And he served faithfully in Potiphar's house. And then he was falsely accused. He was thrown into prison. He helped others while he was forgotten himself, and year after year, nothing seemed to resemble God's promises, right? And it can seem like that for us. Many people would have concluded that the dream has failed. It's not going to happen. No, but heaven never forgot Joseph, right? God never forgot Joseph, and God has not forgotten us. So every difficult season will actually, you know, prepare us for what God has got for us. Just like it did for Joseph, it prepared him. The pit prepared him. The palace guard prepared him. The prison prepared him. His faithfulness prepared him. And then in one day, everything changed. Just one day. You know, Joseph was brought before Pharaoh. That one day, everything changed. And there's going to be that one day for us where everything changes in our favour. You know, God gave him the interpretation to the dream. And he was promoted over the entire nation of Egypt. Imagine being promoted over the entire nation of France. Or me over the entire nation of England. So the dream was fulfilled like exactly as God had showed him years before when he was a young boy. No, God got the job done. Not early, not late, but right on time. And that's what God is going to do for you and me, Frank. He's going to get his job done right on time. You know, and like with Abraham, nothing's too hard for God. Abraham received God's promises long before Isaac was born. Year after year passed, didn't it? His body grew old, Sarah's body grew old, and everything in the natural suggests the promise was impossible. I mean, look how old they were. Yet God's promise never changed. What is it? It's like Romans 4:20, where, you know, it says that Abraham became fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able to perform. And Abraham staggered not at that promise. And that's faith. You know, faith is not trying to make something happen. But faith is becoming persuaded that God will do exactly what he said. God got the job done for him. Isaac was born. The impossible become a reality. And so our impossible, that may seem like that to us, will become a reality if God said it to us. And he has. And he's going to do it. We don't have to help him anywhere. We just stay with God every day. Just do what we got to do. If you think of Moses, you know, he stood, you know, before God, and then he messed the things up. And then from that, you know, God let, he rose him back up again at 80. It didn't seem like nothing was going to happen for him, but it did, didn't it? And then he led the children of Israel into the desert. And he stood before the Red Sea, and there was nowhere for them to go. The mountains surrounded them, right? Pharaoh's army was behind them, and then there appeared to be no escape, right? So human-like reasoning, trying to suss it out, would have concluded that everything was over for Moses and the children of Israel. But God already had the answer. He simply told Moses, what did he say? Stretch out your hand, or stretch out your rod. And the sea divided, so the impossible become possible. And the same that became Israel's pathway, became Pharaoh's defeat. Pharaoh tried to follow down the same way, the enemy tried to follow down the same way as Israel, the pathway that God made for him, but God took him out by that pathway. And God got the job done. Who done the work? God done the work. Like, all we have to do is listen and obey. That's really what we do. You know, God's, you know, working even when you can't see it. And sometimes we mistakenly believe that if nothing is visible, then nothing is going to happen. But we can see from the scripture otherwise. You know, God works behind the scenes. He opens the doors. We never, you know, knew that we're there. All we have to do is just trust him. Because he's arranging, you know, everything for us. Perfect timing with people. And perfect opportunities for us to walk through. You know, he protects us from the danger. And half the time, we're not aware of it. You know, and often we recognize God's hand when we look back over our lives, that we realize God was there all along. And I do that many times. But what's my responsibility? My responsibility is not to try and figure everything out. I've really come to recognize that lately for myself. Now, our responsibility is, number one, to remain faithful. Just do what God gives you to do. And, you know, Jesus taught us to seek him first, the kingdom of God. So we continue walking, we continue serving, We continue honouring, we continue giving thanks, we continue speaking his word, we continue expecting his goodness. The how belongs to God. Like, how God's going to do it is up to God. And the obedience belongs to us. The outcome belongs to God, right? And that's why I was sharing that Hebrews 10, 35 and 6. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And notice the confidence comes before the receiving. Now, the enemy cannot stop what God has promised, Frank, you know. And I'm so thankful for that, you know, and that's proven true in my life over and over again. But he will try to convince believers to throw away their confidence before the promise arrives. Oh, it's not going to happen. Now, when I was watching that England match, I was saying to Kim, oh, we're not going to win. And Kim says, oh, well, it's not over yet. And I'm saying, nah, we're not going to win, we're rubbish. Oh, it's not over yet. She kept good confidence. I was lacking confidence with England anyway. So confidence keeps us standing. It keeps us speaking the right way, not the wrong way. Confidence, you know, keeps us expecting. And confidence says, I don't know how, but I know who. And that's the difference. So we know God is able. Nothing is impossible with God. I should have realised that. You know, I could start saying, God's going to work in the England team to score loads of goals now. I didn't even say none of that. So it's easy to forget God in situations, you know, for the best of us. But, you know, he knows where every provision is. You know, God knows where every opportunity is and the answers. He knows every person he can connect you with and who can connect to you. He knows every door that needs to open. He knows every obstacle that needs to overcome. So the same God who fed Elijah by ravens, the same God who multiplied the widow's oil, the same God who supplied the manna in the wilderness, the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead, the same God who raised Jesus from the dead, is your Heavenly Father today. And he's my Heavenly Father. And his power is not diminished. His love has not changed. His promises have not expired. He is still God who gets the job done. So for us, we keep our eyes on God. And we don't measure God's faithfulness by today's circumstances. We don't measure today's circumstances by God's faithfulness. We just keep our eyes upon him. And we continue believing, continue thanking him. You know, before we see the answer, before we see the baby. You know, like Abraham, he carried on thanking God before he saw the baby. We continue rejoicing, and it says that he rejoiced, Abraham, you know, because why? His confidence was in a faithful God, and our confidence is in that same God. And like one day, you and me, we look back and we realize that every delay had a purpose, every challenge developed our faith, and every step was leading us exactly where God intended. You know, God is perfect. You know, and then we'd be able to say the Lord was faithful. He never left me. I can actually say that the Lord is faithful. He's never left me. He's never failed me. He's kept every promise to me. And God got the job done. And he's getting the job done. And he'll continue to get every job done that he wants done in my life and in your life. You know, because God is faithful. So whatever you're believing God for, whether it concerns you, your family, your health, your finances, your business, your ministry, you know, or what God's called you to do and what he's placed in your life, you don't lose heart. You know, we stand upon those promises to us. And, you know, we trust his timing. We remain faithful. We keep our confidence. You know, because God has called you and he's faithful. And he's promised, so he'll also perform it for us, right? He will never fail you. He'll never let you down. You know, he's working even when you can't see it. He's making a way where there seems no way. He's opened the doors that no man can shut. You know, he's bringing his purposes to pass. God will get the job done. And when it's all finished, the glory goes to him. So not what anybody else says to you stands the chance. You know, it's what God says to you. And it's what you do with God. And just he wants you to listen to him. He wants you to obey him. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to listen and he wants us to obey. You know, and we just got to remember the how. How is this going to happen? How am I going to move the word? How am I going to move the word through all France and Africa? How am I going to move the word for all of the UK and the whole of Europe and USA? Well, I'm not going to do it. God's going to do it. God's going to do these things for us. That's where we trust. Like, he said these things, and God has done it by inspiration. Those heavenly words by inspiration come to us. And so it was prophesied into our lives. And God is faithful. And now I kind of look at it, my own life, as when God promised I would move the word in all the UK and the whole of Europe, it began. You know, we did start. I didn't know no one in Europe, did I? You know, and then it began. And then we went to France and Finland and Norway and Germany and Portugal and wherever else, Spain and other places, even into Italy we went to. And it began to happen. And then we travelled with Sangha into those places as well. And so God, you know, knows what he's doing. Ireland as well. You know, then certain people interfered with what we were doing, not understanding God's promises, even though they thought they had more entitlement to move the word than me. But when God speaks, anyone can move with God. Like, no, it's not exclusively to me. So when if I move in the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe, doesn't mean say you can't either, you know. So it's like, that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I am doing. And God's going to arrange everything for me. He's going to give me the great people, the great men and women. I might have to wait for them, because they're like gold. Labourers are like gold. They're like, you know, you don't find gold so easily, even though the gold is there. The gold is there in the ground and in the rocks. But you don't find it easy. You've got to kind of dig. But we go to God, because he knows exactly where the labourers are. He knows exactly where the work is. So many times God has put things in our hearts, you know, and he gives us promises, a vision or a desire. And straight away our natural minds will start asking the question, how is it going to happen? How will I afford it? How will I meet the right people? You know, how will my family change? You know, how will my ministry grow? How will this business succeed? How will God provide? And we'll ask all those questions. I know I did, but I knew God spoke to me. And this is what I've learned over the years, that God has never asked us to work out the how. He's never asked me to work out, Lawrence, you better sit down and work out how you're going to do it. Even though I have sat down and tried to work it out, I don't have a clue. He simply asked us to trust us, to trust him, not us. God wants us to trust him. And the biggest battle is often that it's not our circumstances, it's with our thinking. We think we have to understand everything before we begin to move. And we think we need every detail before we take that step of faith. But that's not how God works. I was sharing with someone last night, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to have your act together to move with God. God will put your act together for you. He's working in you. You don't have to have no PhD. You don't have to have no master's degree. You don't have to have no classes, no teachers, no nothing. If God's filled you with his Holy Spirit and put a calling on your life, you'll do it. And it's that simple. You don't have to prepare for anything. You just need to listen and do what God's showing you. And if God's showing you, and he might be showing you by someone, then do it. And you will reap the rewards. And God usually gives us enough understanding for the next step to take. He won't give you the whole journey, and I understand that. He didn't give Moses the whole journey, not the first time nor the second time. God led him on that journey. God led him through that journey. Same with David and the others. Jesus was led by the Spirit also, you know. He won't give us the whole journey. We won't understand the whole journey. We'll have a direction, but in that journey there's many things that will take place, you know. And like in Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Notice what God tells us not to do. Don't lean on your own understanding. In other words, don't depend upon your own reasoning to work everything out. Instead, just trust God. That's all we need to do. And when we trust him, he directs our path. One step at a time, Frank. One step at a time. No, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. God already knows what tomorrow looks like. He already knows who you'll meet. He already knows where the provision is coming from. He already knows which doors will open and which doors should stay closed. He sees the complete picture while we only see the next piece. We see through a glass darkly. And throughout the scriptures, we see this pattern again and again. Again, Abraham. God promised him a son. And from a natural point of view, it was just impossible. Go back to Abraham. Abraham and Sarah were far beyond childbearing age. They were really old, right? And if Abraham had tried to work it out, the how, he would probably have given up. In fact, actually, he ended up sleeping with Hagar because they tried to work it out, didn't he? So he got his leg over with someone else, but I mean, that was not God's heart, you know? And so they made a mistake. And Romans 4 tells us he became fully persuaded, like I mentioned earlier. No, his confidence wasn't in understanding the process. His confidence was in God who made the promise. And that's where we got to have our confidence. You know, the same was true for Moses, you know, standing in front of the Red Sea. You know, the Egyptian army behind him, like I said, there seemed to be no escape. And God didn't explain what he was about to do. He simply said, go forward. Then he told Moses to stretch out his rod, right? So when Moses obeyed, God made a way where there seemed to be no way. When we obey, God makes a way where there seems to be no way. The miracles follows obedience. And then think about Joshua. There stood a great wall, Jericho, you know. And the five sense reasoning would have suggested ladders and weapons or military strategy would be needed to take that place down. But instead, God gave unusual instructions. Walk around the city. Blow the trumpet. You know, shout. Joshua didn't have to understand it. He simply had to obey. Because in the natural, he wouldn't have done that. But he was obeying God. And God took care of the impossible. You know, and Peter had similar experiences. You know, he had fished all night and caught nothing, didn't he? Remember that record? You know, Jesus told him to launch out his boat into the deep and let down his net. Everything Peter knew as a fisherman told him it wouldn't work. But Peter said something wonderful. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. You know, he's saying to Jesus, look, you know, I've fished all night, but nevertheless, at thy word, because you've said it. And that's what we got to say to God. But God, because you said it, I'll do exactly what you want me to do. So those words changed everything. And they were four words. Nevertheless, at thy word. Four words changed everything for Peter. So he trusted God's word above his own experience. And the result was a great catch of fish he had never, ever seen. And that's how God works. So our responsibility is never to produce a miracle. Our responsibility is to believe God and respond to him. That, so this is why, you know, like you see Sanger, he's always encouraging people, go to God. Get people to go to God. Get people to depend upon God. And that's what I'm doing right now. And getting you, you need to go to God. You know, he's going to show you. He's going to open up your eyes. He's going to lead you. He's going to tell you what to do. You know, and sometimes we spend far too much time asking questions that only God can answer. No, how will I get money? How will I find the right opportunities? How will I reach more people? How will this promise ever happen? And God says this, trust me. That's all God says, right? Trust me. No, faith doesn't need to know every detail. Faith simply needs to know God. And faith isn't based on explanations. Faith is based on God's faithfulness and what you said. So when you think about your own life, hasn't God already brought you through situations you never thought would work out for yourself? You could never work it out for you, could you? And how many times has he opened a door for you you didn't even know exists? How many times has he brought you to the right people at exactly the right time? How many times has he supplied your needs in ways you never expected it? That's because God is always working behind the scenes. He's on it, Frank. No, God is on it. Even when you can't see him working, he's arranging the circumstances for you. He's arranging the people again, the open doors. And he's, again, closing those doors that you don't need open. So everything God is doing, he's aligning everything up for his perfect purposes, not ours. And we got to remember, it's the purpose of God that we're about, not about our business. We're about God's business. And all things work together for good for us because we love God and we're called according to what? His purpose. So our job is this, very simple. Like, we hear God's words, what he's saying. We believe what he's saying. We speak what he's saying. We obey his direction. We stay faithful, remain faithful, continuing. We give thanks. That's our responsibility. And God's responsibility is everything else. He provides, he directs, he opens the doors, he gives the favour, he supplies for us, he brings increase, he fulfills his promises. And Jesus lived this way himself. You know, he trusted his Father completely. And he wasn't trying to make things happen in his own strength. He simply did what the Father showed him to do. And if Jesus trusted the Father so completely, then we can too, because we are as he is. So if you're carrying questions in your heart, perhaps God is saying to you, stop worrying about it. Don't worry about the how. No, trust the one who already knows. Keep believing, keep speaking, keep moving, keep honouring God, keep expecting him to work. Because while you're trusting, God is working. While you're obeying, God is preparing. While you're waiting, God is arranging everything that needs to come together, just like on this trip you're going to take tonight. Never forget that, Frank. You know, that the one that promised you will do it. The promise belongs to you. The obedience belongs to you. The faith belongs to you. But the how belongs to God. So we just give everything to God. Let him have the details. Give him the details, put it in his hand and simply walk faithfully with him. Just go one step at a time. You know, one day at a time. Sweet Jesus. God has never failed and he never will fail us, you know. And again, it's just trusting him with all of our hearts and not leaning to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging him, because he's the one that directs our path. So, yeah, that's what was in my heart.